Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we over here.
Yo, what up? We live right now on Soul Radio. I'm Pity Pete, a.k.a. Well, I'm Pete Richardson, a.k.a. Pity Pete. You know? That's my government name. We're live here. Lubbock Lights Out versus the Lubbock Ballers. This is the first game of the tournament for these young ladies. These young ladies are usually pretty good. We're going to see if they're going to come out on T.O.P. Go ahead, folks. Bobby Williams for the Lubbock Lights Out. Right now, the Lubbock Ballers are dressed in all white with a pinstripe up their shorts and up their jersey. For the tip-off, we have number four, Robert. We're waiting for the Lubbock Lights Out to take the court. Right now, the score is 0-0. 16 minutes ago. That's how long these little girls are going to play. Oh, I don't mean to say little girls. I mean, that's the time these young ladies are going to play. Tipping off for the Lady Ballers, we have number four. Tip off for the Lubbock Lights Out is number 11. Oh, there goes the tip off, and that Lubbock ball seems to get the ball, but the lights out. He's taking the ball down the court right now. It's number three, Rodriguez, for the Ballers. She gets it off to 23. She takes the three right out the back of the rim. Ball fighting for the loose ball. Ballers comes out on top. Number three with the rebound. Goes for the layup. She misses it. Rebound by number 11, Swashi Bow. Number 11 is Ms. Deja Johnson. Bringing the ball up the court, we have Lindsay Herrera. She's taking the ball to the right side of the ring. She's been beat up by number 30 of the Ballers, but she throws around the left. Oh, she goes up for the shot and gets it blocked. Ballers bringing the ball down court real fast. There's 15 with the layup. There's a quick two for the Lubbock Ballers. They're leading now 2-0. Right now, the lights out is throwing the ball around. Good ball control. There goes David Williams with the three. Oh, that goes off the back of the rim. Oh, Tia Johnson with a strong put back. Can we get an and one? Oh, no, that wasn't an and one. We have Ms. Johnson shooting a free throw here. She'll shoot two. We're live at Premier Sports Complex. Oh, she knocked down the first. She knocked down the first free throw. We're live at Premier Sports Complex here in Lubbock, Texas. On the line right now, we still got Miss Tia Johnson. There she is, looking around, making a score 2-1. Lubbock Ballers getting the rebound. Lights Out is trying to put some pressure on them. They got their full court press coming on. Ballers seem to be handling it pretty well. Oh! That was Gabby Fields with the almost steal. She's beating up number 15. Now she's standing up another Lubbock Baller. There she goes. Oh, there she is with the. Oh, they called a foul on her. Well, oh, that was fouled on the Ballers. That was a great hustle by Gabby Fields. Bringing the ball up the court for the lights out is Lindsay Herrera. She's walking the ball up the court slowly, taking the time. There she goes. She goes to the left side of the wing. She's putting. Now she's going back to the right. Then she distances off the. She dishes it off to Gabby Fields. She dishes it off to Tia Johnson right up under the paint. Let's see. Oh! That was a double dribble. Double dribble by Miss Tia Johnson. Yeah, you know in basketball, once you dribble it, you're not allowed to dribble it again. Here goes Lubbock Ballers. Oh, she throws a LeBron pass. Oh! And she flexed it. There she goes. Oh, Lubbock Ballers, number 10 with the layup. Making the score 4-1. Bringing the ball up the court is Vince Herrera, number three for the lights out, pushing it up. She gets it off the table. Well, she shoots the three. It's off the front of the rim, but it is rebounded by Gabby Fields. And she tosses it up under the rim to Ms. Johnson. Well, she throws it out of bounds. Lubbock Ballers will take over. It's about 13 minutes, 57 seconds to go here in the first. Score is 4-1, Lubbock Ballers. You know, sometimes I might bust out singing. There goes the Lubbock Ballers. They're bringing that ball up to court number three. The lights out is putting that pressure on him. Loose ball. Oh, they fighting for it. Ballers comes out on top. Oh, she puts it up to the top of the key. Well, she gets it off to number four up underneath. Well, she goes for the layup. Well, she gets that stuff out of there by Miss Deja Johnson. Bringing the ball up to court, we do have Debra Williams. She dishes it off. Oh, Miss Herrera got the ball. Loose ball on the floor. There we go. Oh, referees letting them play today. That's what I like to see. They're going to ball and swing the ball up court. Oh, but there goes the foul as the layup goes up by Gabby Fields. That should be her first foul. Going to the line for the ballers, we have number three, Rodriguez. Rodriguez seemed to be doing pretty good for the Lubbock Ballers starting out. Rodriguez misses the first free throw off the right side of the rim. We have some substitutions coming on. Going in for lights out, we do have number 14. They had three players go in and out. Rodriguez with the second free throw off the side of the rim. She's 0 for 2 for free throws tonight. There goes Gabby Fields bringing the ball up the court. She has some nice handles. Right side of the wing, tries a three, but gets it smacked. Well, ball falls right into Lindsay Herrera's hand. Now it's back to Gabby Fields. Well, she gives it to Deborah Williams. She shoots it. Oh, she don't shoot. She passes to Herrera. Well, she off the paint. Kissed it with the English. Here comes Lubbock Ballers bringing the ball down court. The lights out is looking pretty good. Oh, that's a win. Lubbock Ballers doing pretty good with that press where it forces a turnover. The lights out. Gabby Fields taking the ball out for the lights out. Inbounds it to Lindsay Herrera. She brings the ball up court. The Lady Ballers are in a zone. It seems to be working pretty good. Oh, there we go. Bonnie Bussey with the two, making it 4-4-3. Lubbock Ballers are bringing the ball up court, but it is tough for them because the Lubbock lights out. Girls are putting that press on them, like a press on a cool crease on some pants. Ain't that right? Lubbock Ballers inbounds the ball. 21 with the ball. She passes it down in the paint to number 5. She gets it off to number 2, Rodriguez. She can't find anyone. They're lights out. D seem to be putting that trap on them. They're running that trap now. Now that they're playing in the half court. There goes number 5 with the put back. Oh, there goes the rebound. Rebounded by Bussey. So she passes it to Gabby Fields while she pulls up at the free throw. And she says, make it rain. Time out. Time out, Lady Ballers. Lights out. About the time up. Coached by Bobby Williams.
So let's just get right back, okay? All right, take this time to get a breather. When that ball comes half court, it's down, okay? I want you flying around black. We're gonna go magic black. Stretch your defense, okay? When the ball comes, you can stretch the ball.
That was head coach Bobby Williams. You know, can't give you how they plays. You know what I'm saying? Lubbock Ballers is now taking the court back. They're waiting on Lubbock Lights Out. Score is 4-7. The guests are leading, which is the guests is Lubbock Lights Out. The home team is Lady Ballers. Bringing the ball up the court for Lady Ballers. Lady Ballers are just in all white with black stripes on the side, on the left and the right. Number 10 bringing the ball down the court for Lights Out. Oh, but it's gone. Shot by Davis. Oh, she gets the pass out for the layup. There goes another 2. The score is 9-4. Lubbock Lights Out. Ballers are bringing the ball up the court pretty fast. There goes a foul on Gabriel Williams. That will be her first. Lubbock Ballers set to inbound the ball. Running point for the Ballers. We do have number 3, Rodriguez. She's beat up by Gabriel Williams and also Lindsay Herrera. And when they get to Herrera for the reaching foul. I don't know if that was a foul. We live at Premier Sports Complex here in Lubbock, Texas. There goes Lubbock Ballers with the inbound pass. Number 21. Oh, takes it from the top of the key. She goes to the left wing to the layup to where she is blocked by the Lubbock Lights Out. Gabby Fields pulls up for the jump shot, pulling up like Michael Jordan. I'll see her. And she has the wristband. And she has the wristband on the right side of her hand. That makes the score 11-4. Lubbock Lights Out. Here comes the Ballers bringing the ball down the court. Oh, there goes the trap. They trap it. There goes another loose ball. There's another. Ballers end up getting it back. Rodriguez, number 2, with the shot, and she's fouled by Tia Johnson. Tia Johnson is running. It's number 10. Lights out, looking to make some substitutions. It was the Ballers, number 2, with the free throw. She drains one.
That means she made it.
Kahana Virginia Tech. She is in for Tia Johnson. Z-Tech.
Yeah.
Right. Here we go. There goes the ball with the second free throw. She knocks down two this time. Number two, Rodriguez for the Lubbock Ballers. Bringing the ball up in a hurry. It's Herrera, 22. Oh, she gets the ball. And there goes 33 with the rock. Then Zintek with the putback. And, oh, Lubbock Ballers gets that out. Gets the offensive defensive rebound. There goes Ballers with the rock. Oh, there goes they pass. Acevedo with the ball for the Ballers. Good defense by the lights out. They seem to be playing pretty good team. There goes Gabby Fields bringing the ball up the court in the Harris. Where she gives it off to. Zintek with the shot. She missed it. Now bringing the ball up the court for the Lady Ballers. This is number two. She dishes off to number three, Robert. She dishes off to number 30 on the left wing. What to Acevedo when she goes in for the two pistol with the English. The score is 6-11. Lubbock lights out. Bringing the ball up the court is Herrera. She dishes it off to Debra. And she dishes it off to Gabby. Now it's back to Herrera. Now it's back to Debra. She's on the 3-point line on the right wing. Or she's fouled hard. She gets up like a champ. She will shoot two. Debra Williams shooting two for Lubbock lights out. Score is 8-11. Lubbock Lights Out are the guest team, and they are in the lead right now. There's Debra with the free throw. She knocks down the first one, making the score 8-12. Debra with the second free throw. Oh, she drains them both. And there goes the bread. Lubbock Lights Out. Oh, good D. We had a steal by Bonnie Bonzi. Taking over with the Lubbock Lights Out. Inbound on the ball, we will have Lindsay Herrera. Making a substitution for Lights Out. Bonnie Busby has left the game. Herrera is fouled on the inbound take by number three, Ballers. By number three, Rodriguez of the Ballers. Herrera's bringing the ball up the court now. She's slowly bringing the ball. She's running the point. She goes around to the right side of the ring. Then that's the screen. We got the pick and roll. There she goes. Oh, just a little too tough. Loose ball. Lubbock. Lubbock Ballers just fighting for the ball. But that was a jump ball. Lights Out will take over. Lights Out will inbound. Herrera, number three with the inbound pass of the Lights Out. She dishes it off to Gabby Fields, and she missed the field goal. Lubbock Ballers, man. These girls are really out here hustling today. Lights Out is running that press. Good D by Gabby Fields. Forces a turnover. Turnover. By the Lubbock Ballers, the Lubbock Lights Out will take over. Bringing the ball up the court is Lindsay Herrera. She's going to the left side of the court. She gets it off to Debra, where Debra dishes off to Zintek. Zintek almost gets her own rebound. Oh, Lubbock Lights Out with another steal. Still by Deja Johnson. Bringing the ball up the court. We do got Gabby Fields. She goes for the layup. Oh, just right off the rim. With the jump ball is Anissa Marino. We have an injured Lubbock Baller on the court. She seems to be hurt. Her ankle seems to be a little tough. She don't look like she want to move it from here. We're going to have a mini timeout here. We have an injured baller on the court. She's walking off with her own power, but she seems to be in time.
All right. Soon as they talk, I'm about to see all 10 shoes pass. Okay, let's go get it. Come on, let's go. 4, 3, 1, 2, 3.
All right, now we're back in effect. Rex in effect. Zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. No, I'm just playing. Love it, ballers. Oh, throws the ball all the way down court. Put up by number four, Robert. Said love it, ballers. Picking the ball up the court. We do got Lindsay O'Reilly. When she goes up and draws the foul, she will shoot two at the free throw line. Is she Russell Wilson? Okay. Herrera's number 30 set to shoot two. There goes the first free throw. Oh, in and out of the rim. In and out of the rim. That's the basketball guy. Just try a little bit harder. There she is with the second free throw. She knocks that down. The score is 13-10. Lubbock lights out. Bringing the ball up the court. 21 for Lubbock Ball. There we go. We got Rodriguez, number three of the ball, is taken out. Left side of the wing, we got 21. She goes up with a baseline shot right out the front of the rim. Tabor Williams with the rebound where she fouled. We got a hack. We're now going 1-1. 1-on-1 is whenever they get a chance to shoot two, if they make the first one. The first free throw as well. There goes Xavier with the first shot. She makes the first shot, so she will have an opportunity to shoot the other one.
Lucky for you, that's what I like.
I just got out the car. That song.
That's what I like. It is. Ooh, yeah.
There goes Xavier with the second free throw. She knocks them both down. The score is now 16-10. We have David run against the point. Lovey Ballers seem to find a hole in the zone. There goes 21. She misses it. Oh, put back up by number 15. Another Lovey Ballers. We have Herrera bringing the ball up the court. She drives it straight to the hole. This is it all. But now we have, she threw a foul. It won't be 1-1. Herrera should go to the line. We have Lindsay Herrera going to the line. She will be shooting 1-1, which means she has the opportunity to shoot two if she makes the first one. And she knocks it down. Now she will shoot two. In and out. This is the second time her free throw has went in and out. Now we have another foul. Lovey lights out. That's against Sabre Williams. Lovey ball is little inbound the ball. Number 21 of the ballers. I don't have their lineup. If you're just not tuning in. She dishes it off to number three. Well, they dishes off the back. Oh, it's knocked down. It's knocked down by Nick Marino. Well, she throws the foul and hits it. Is she going to – this is going to be a three-point play? Is this going to be a Steph Curry? That's what I'm going to start calling. Curry, you know, all he do is drain three.
All they do is drain three.
Marino with the free throw.
Ooh.
She gets it. Oh, she just drew the foul. That was not an and one. Pardon me on that. Here she is shooting her second free throw. There it is. Oh, she misses them both. Rebounded by number four. Picking the ball up the court is number three of the ballers. Rodriguez. Oh, there she is with the crossover. There she is with the sweet throw. In and out of the rim. Rebounded by Anissa Marino. Oh, she throws the ball right back to the Lubbock ballers. Then we got a jump ball. It will be Lubbock lights out possession. Uh-oh, looks like we got a press by the ballers. They're pressing Herrera real bad. Oh, she's fouled hard. Herrera will shoot 1-1 again. Are we shooting two? Yes, we're shooting two. Herrera's been to the line, three times. Game. Well, she knocks down the first. the second shot of her last time she's been on the free throws has been going in and out. Let's see if this is going to go in and out. Oh, she knocked them both down, making adjustments. That's what being great is all about. Ball is bringing the ball up the court, 23. She goes up to the right side of the wing where she triple teamed. Oh, we have a backcourt. We have a backcourt. Lights out seem to be putting that D up on them lovely ballers. The score is 19-12. Lights out on top. Debra Williams inbounded the ball to Lindsay Herrera. She gives it back to Debra. She gives it back to Lindsay. She gives it back to Debra. She gives it back to Lindsay. She gives it back to Debra. They seem to be milking the clock a little bit. We got 6 minutes to go. Oh, Debra gets a rock stolen. Somebody call the police by number 4 of Lubbock Bowler. She dishes it off to number 5. This is number 24. She hits the front of the rim. And now bringing the ball up the court in the Harry like LeBron James is Gabby Fields. And she dishes it off. Oh, to Bonnie Busby. She misses the 3. And there goes Herrera. She gives it back to Busby. And she dishes it off to Gabby Fields. She misses the 3 as well. Lubbock Ballers. Yeah, I did see that. Lubbock Ballers did. Yeah, they did knock that out. Yeah. It goes Lubbock Lights out with the inbound of the ball. Gabby Fields. This is off to Debra. Well, she gets it off to Herrera. Oh, Fields with the 3 out the back of the rim again. Great hustle. Great hustle by Bonnie Pussy. But that lovely Ballers will take over. One and one. Baller, one of the Ballers will go to the lineup. If you're just now tuning in, I would say thank you for tuning in to Court Radio. I'm the host, Petey Pete. Playing tonight at Premier Sports Complex in Lubbock, Texas. It's Lubbock Lights Out against the Lubbock Ballers. The line right now for Lubbock Ballers, we do have number 5. Let's see, I can't really see the name of her jersey. Oh, she misses it. It was Mendoza, number 5 Mendoza. Rebounded by number 3 Lindsay Herrera when she throws the ball to Gabby Fields when she gets it off to a Lubbock Baller. But it will be another jump ball. This time it will go to jump with the jump ball, Tia Johnson. This time it will go to the Lubbock Ballers. Bring the ball up the court for the Lubbock Ballers. We'll be number 10. I can't really see the name of a back of a jersey, and I don't have a roster. Getting a little feisty. 24 of the Ballers and 34, Hannah Zintek. Stand your ground. That's basketball, baby. That's basketball. Ball is bringing the ball up the court. She dishes off to number 23, where she had fake. This is off to number 5, Mendoza. Oh, ball hits off of one of the lights out front. Ballers will get the ball again. Ballers will get the ball. If I don't do nothing, I'm a foul. Hey, that's an old school little Wayne. Ballers making some changes. Looks like they're bringing in a whole little squad. They're bringing in the starters. We got 5 minutes to go. The score is 19-12. Lubbock Lights Out are ahead right now. The Ballers did have the lead the first part of the game. Lights Out put on that full court press and wanted to get that lead. He lost the ball to Lopez with the ball. She dishes off to number 21, Gordado. She dishes off to number 2, Rodriguez. Oh, we got an air ball by number 21 at the ball. Bring the ball up the court. We do got Lindsay Herrera. She gets us off the Zintek. Well, she gets the ball slapped, but it will be Lubbock Lifestyle ball. Oh, it was Lifestyle ball. Oh, she inbounds it to Johnson. Well, she just puts it up smooth. We might be seeing her playing at Tennessee when she gets older. Tennessee or Kansas. Bring the ball up the court. We do got number 30 of the Ballers. Uh-oh, she makes a move. Herrera's with the defense, putting it on her a little bit. Oh, she knocks the ball loose. She knocks it loose again. Oh, she knocks it loose again. We got a loose ball. Lights out, we'll get the ball. Herrera with a great hustle. She has a Nike headband on as well. There we go. around with the tip in. She gives it to Gabby Fields. Gabby Fields has a bandage, a wrist bandage on her right hand. She did miss that shot. Oh, we got a hand one. You see how she just did that? Tia Johnson. Tia just said, boop, get out of my way. And just put it up there, kissing with the English and with the hand one. I think she can make this a Steph Curry play. I mean, a Chef Curry play, which means it's 3 points. Oh, she misses it. Oh, 15 of the Lovely Ball is bringing the ball up the court. Guardado, 21 with the rock at the top of the key. She dishes off to number 11, and she dishes back. Oh, she gives it to number 2, Rodriguez with the 3. Well, she didn't hit nothing but air. That means it was an air ball. Now we got Herrera bringing the ball up the court like LeBron James or Russell Wilson. Now she dishes it off to Johnson. Oh. Where she walked. From here to plain view. Not playing. So the ballers will bring the ball up the court. Here we go, 21, Guardado bringing the ball up. And I'm sorry if I mispronounced her name wrong. Oh, she crosses over. Well, she goes up with the shot, and she misses it. Bringing the ball up the court for the lights out is Gabby Field. So she hits to the right side. Oh, she goes behind the back, but she gets the ball knocked. Now we got the subs coming in. Number 4, Roberts for the ball. It's 33, David Williams for the lights out. Coming off, we do got Lindsay Herrera. She needs a break. She's been hustling like Russell Wilson. David with the missed shot. Oh, she almost had it. Great hustle by Gabby Fields. Look at the ball up the court for the ball. We got number 21. Lights out seem to be running that zone, 2-3 zone, and which is worse than. Woo! Time out, Lovely Ballers. It's 3 minutes and 44 seconds to go in the first period. The score is 23-12. Lovely Lights Out is on top. Bobby Williams got his team up. Let's hear from him.
Think about what we have here with the big. We got rebounds, okay? Be busy with the ball. Be aggressive. Put the ball on the floor. Attack. Get the shot off. Hey, y'all play off each other. You got rebounds down there, okay? Get big. Get positioned. Demand the ball when you want it, okay? All right. Hey, I want to see you rebound. I want to see you work. Hey, put it together. Let's make it work. Come on. All right, here we go.
Get in.
Let's get that one. Rihanna,
I don't want to Rihanna know what she can say. Rihanna, your word on the street, Rihanna. Was talking mess to Kevin Durant yesterday. Kevin Durant turned it down. But when they asked Kevin Durant in a post game interview, he was like, I don't even remember that. If I did, I'm sorry. Nah, you remember that. Yeah, but nah, I do have to stop for the athletes though, man, because you do get in a whole other world. You get a whole nother feeling, a whole nother adrenaline rush, man. But I don't know about KD no more, though, man. But I'm still a LeBron fan. All right, now we're back in effect. Guerrero, 21 for the ball, is bringing the ball to the right side of the key. Well, she pitches off to number 2, Rodriguez. Well, she pitches all the way across the court to number 30 on the left side of the ring. And she's ready to shoot that 3. Well, she lets it go and don't hit nothing. With the rebound, we got one of the Johnson sisters, Deja Johnson, where she's fouled. Dribble that thing. Dribble, dribble, dribble that thing. Well, she's going to the line. You can see. There's 2 shots. I got 2 phones, one for my job and one for my dream. Oh, she missed that one. Daisy missed that. I believe this is her first time at the line. Her sister's having a really good game. They're twins, Tia and Deja Johnson. Deja knocking out a second free throw. Bringing the ball up the court. We got the ballers. Oh, it's almost knocked out by one of the Johnson suits. Top of the key is also Vado for Lovely Ballers. She's wearing number 30 today. Oh, well, she just is off to the top of the key. Well, she's surrounded by a group of lights out, but it doesn't matter that she still knocks down the 2. Making the score 14-24. They have a 10. Oh, David Johnson. Taking that ball through the hoop. I mean, David Williams. Woo! David Williams. Now, that was a college play right there. But now Williams is back on defense. Ballers. Oh, they try to execute. Brandon missing the layup. Bringing the ball down the court. We got Gabby Fields. Uh-oh. There it is. Oh, with the crossover. We're live at Prisoner Sports Complex here in Lubbock, Texas. This is the Lights Out versus the Lubbock Ballers. We have a sub coming in. We do have 14 Bonnie Busby take a place of one of the Johnson sisters, Tia, to be exact. Both of the Johnson sisters are sitting down. We have Busby with the ball with the three, and she knocks it down. She says, make it rain. I make it rain on them. I make it rain. That's the score, 14-29. Oh, I guess they wanted to throw me the ball over here. There we go, there we go. You have to give it back to Gabby. Gabby with the inbound. We got David Williams bringing the ball up the court. She goes to the left of the key to Gabby Fields. Now it's back to Williams, and Coach Williams calls the timeout. 30-second timeout right here. Score is 14-29. Lights out are on top. Lights out. Going to be playing lights out. It took them a minute to wake up, but once they woke up, they have been up. 2:19 to go. Now we have Gabby Fields getting ready to inbound the ball. Gabriel bringing the ball up the court for Lights Out. Seems to be taking the time. Now she gives it back to Gabby. She throws it back to Gabriel. Well, she gets it back to Gabby. Oh, we got a backcourt. Coming in, we do have Lindsay Herrera, a.k.a. Coming off to the bench, we have Anissa Marino. Number 10 for the ball is spinning the ball to the top of the key. She sends it out to number 20, where she goes to the right side of the wing. This is out to number 15 in the paint, where she gives it to 14. Number 4, Roberts in the paint. She gets a tough slap by Hannah Zintek. Oh, Zabra brings the ball up the court. Those are the Zintek, but Zintek couldn't handle it. Now, Ballers will take over, bringing the ball up the court. We do got raindrop. Oh, she throws it right to Zintek. She dribbles it right back to the Ballers, number 10. Ballers, is that like the show Ballers with the Rock and Denzel's son? Ballers. Speaking of that, they got a season 3 coming out as well. With the shot, we did have, with the shot, Gabby Fields, when she missed the three. Brings up 1-1 for the Ballers. Lubbock Ballers are dressed in all white with black stripes from east, left, and right. Lights Out are dressed in green and black with green socks. Looks like they're faded in and out. Looks like a pretty spiffy uniform. It's pretty cool, bro. She misses the first free throw, which means they can inbound it. We can rebound it. This ball's going to go. The Lubbock Lights Out. Gabby Fields bringing the ball up the court. She dishes off to Harrell. She dishes off to Gabby Fields. She dishes back to Harrell. She dishes to Gabriel. They seem to be milking that clock. We got 1 minute to go here. 1:15. Well, Gabriel pulls up the NBA 3. Oh, off the left side of the rim. Rebounded by Lubbock Ballers. Number 2 brings the ball up the court. Number 30, also Vano goes behind the back. She brings it back to the top of the key. She's trying to go to the right side of the key. Oh, she gets it off to number 10. Well, she pulls up for the three. Oh, you almost had it, dog. Now Herrera with the rebound. She brings the ball up with a Harry for Lights Out. She might want to slow it down a little bit, but she's falling like Russell Wilson. Oh, see, that was off the right side of the backboard. Ballers with the rebound. We got 45 seconds to go to be exact. Well, that was a couple seconds ago, obviously. Oh, missed three by number 2, Rodriguez. Oh, they dropping back there. There goes Zintek. Now she sends it off to Debra. She sends it off to Lindsay. She misses it. Oh, Zintek with another shot, with another chance in the shot. She misses it. Ballers with the rebound. We got 20 seconds to go. All right. Ball is out. There they are in the paint. Oh, off the backboard. Layup. Yeah. That's going to make the score 31-14 going into the half. like y'all are on top. We got 3 minutes and a half time. I should go out there and see what I can show them, what I can do, you know what I'm saying?
But nah, I ain't going to do that.
Ain't about to talk about me. Yeah, let's go to the halftime huddle.
Okay.
Lights out, bring the ball up to point now. After that turnover, there goes Lindsey Horrell with the hurry. Oh, we got another Williams sister with the rebound. Lindsey now at the top of the key. Brings it to Gabby Fields with the three. Oh, right out the side of the rim. Oh, after a good fight for the ball. Lady Ballers bringing the balls up the court. Cordado 21. Oh, great put in by 15. Mendoza of the Ballers. Lindsey bringing the ball up court in the Harry. There she goes. Gives it off to Gabby Fields. Well, she's on the left side of the wing. This is off to Lindsey. Now, Lindsey gives it back to her. Now, to a Johnson to the where she gives it to Gabriel Williams with the three off the back of the rim. Ballers with the rebound. Gabriel Williams going in. She draws a foul. Gabriel Williams knocked down her first free throw. That makes the score 31-16. We got 14 minutes and 5 seconds to go in here in the second half. Deborah knocks down both free throws. She is perfect from the free throw line. Bringing the ball up the court for the Lady Ballers. It's number 10. You know, ponytail is something up her name. I can't see. There goes Deborah Williams with the steal. She's bringing the ball up court. She gives it off to Gabby. Gabby right here on the left side of the rim. Oh, she crosses one over. Goes up with a layup. Oh, in and out of the rim. You almost had it. Right, here goes lights out with the press. They put the pressure on the Ballers. That's how they got the lead in the first half. Let's see what happens here. Oh, the Ballers seem to break the press. There we go. Roberts gets it off to number 21. Well, she takes the three and she nails it. It's going to be the score. It's 32-19. Bringing the ball up the court. We got Gabby Bill. There you go. She dishes off to Lindsey. Here we go. Oh, they got the pick and roll right there. Oh, that seemed to be shut down. There goes Gabby with the three. Oh, she misses it. Rebounded by this one of the fouls. Oh, she misses the layup. She gets her own rebound. Well, she draws the foul. Foul. Taysa Johnson goes to the line and shoots two. That's what I like. Roger's on stuck in my head. Yeah, I'm also a DJ on 104.9 The Beat, so I hear music all day, and it just gets in my head, you know. Coming on the court now, we have 24 and number 5, Mendoza, for the Lubbock Ballers. Yeah, you can catch me with the word on the street on 104.9 The Beat, 3 to 7 every day, Monday through Friday, and 2 to 6 on Saturdays. There goes 23 for the – oh! 23 with a missed layup. Now, we have a jump ball. 23 and Deja Johnson. It will remain Lubbock Ballers ball for the jump ball. They will take over. The score is 32-19. Lubbock Ballers have on all white with black on left and right side. It goes 21. That was her foot was going on. That was a two when she misses it. I don't think she's just on tonight. She seemed to pull them up. She seemed confident about it, but I don't think tonight is just her night. Bringing the ball up the court, we got Gabby Field. She gives it off to Gabriel Williams. Uh-oh, she crosses them up. Oh, she finds Gabriel in the paint. Oh, she misses it. She will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Gabriel has been perfect all night. Let's see if I jinxed it. She's been perfect at the free throw line. Let's see if I can be another broadcaster. Oh, she misses it. I guess next time I won't say nothing. David Williams had to up for her second free throw. Oh, she misses them both this time, but it's rebounded by her friend, Deja Johnson. But she fouled someone on the play. Now the level ballers will take over, but lights out. It's pressing. They in that press. Oh, they seem to beat the press. She passes number 5, Mendoza, right over half court. 23 took to take the shot, but they say, Another ballers. There we go. Lights out with that defense. We got a loose ball on the play. It goes another jump ball. Lights out will get possession on this one. Coming in for Lights Out, we do got Hannah Zintek and also Anissa Moreno. Coming out for the Lights Out, we have the Johnson sisters. Bringing the ball up the court, we got Gabby Field. She's been handling the rock pretty much all day, whenever Lindsay Herrera is not. She goes up to the right side of the key. Oh, well, she pulls up with a 3-0. She get nothing but net. Bottom of the net, which means it didn't go in, which means basically an air ball. Ball, people. So now it's Spalding. There goes Lovie Ballers with the inbound pass. Oh, she tried to throw up a pair of planes, dude. But oh, there goes Mendoza. What a nice hustle. Gabby Fields is everywhere. She blocked the shot, kept it from going out of bounds, and then she hits it on the Lovie Baller to where the Lovie Ballers do get the ball back. Oh, I remember that inbound play. We used to run that back in the day. We used to play for the Bullets. The Bullets back in the day. We got another jump ball. Ball take over. Coming in for Lights Out, we got Bonnie B. Coming out, we have Lindsay Herrera. Ballers with the inbound. There goes number 3. She goes up to the left, to the right, just to go miss it. With the rebound, we do got David Williams. Well, she finds Zintek up under the rim. Oh, we got another score. 34-19. Lights Out are on top. Lovie Texas at Premier Sporting Complex. Oh, hard foul. Bussy went down. Bussy took a hard foul. You know, this court ain't soft, you know. Some knees on there. Woo! I mean, I'm glad my days is over. Right, unless I was playing in the finals, then I'd be like, yeah, man, I'm trying to play. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to play. All right. There go the balls with number 3. She tries everything she can, but she gets it off to number 5. When she gets the stuff packed, she said, get the hell out of there. Uh-oh, there goes Zintek. She gets it off to Marino. Oh, that was a great ball movement by Loving Lights Out. Bringing the ball up the court, Rodriguez. Oh, Day-Day with the steal. Oh, Marino. And she gets it to Gabby. When she comes up with the left. With the left. Very seldom do you see new kids coming up with the left. We got a timeout. It's 10:54 to go in the second half. The Lights Out are up 38-19.
All right. Now get some water. I love what I'm seeing out of you two playing off each other. Okay, that's good stuff. Hey, keep the tempo high. Keep right in them. And if flustered and if frustrated, protect yourselves. Do not retaliate. Keep giving it to them. Okay? Continue to give them the business. All right? Defensively, I want to say it. Get up in her. So let me tell you again. Okay? They're not comfortable with pressure when they have the ball. Wings, we're going black all the way around. Okay? Stay up in them. Make them put the ball on the floor and make a mistake. All right? Y'all good? Get some water
in. Good job. So, that was Bobby Williams, head coach, making sure his team stay hydrated, which is number one. You gotta stay hydrated, people, especially here in this hot gym, you know. And then it's the summer, but we got a little bit of rain today. Can you believe it here in West Texas? I wish it would have rained if I put that fertilizer on my grass. Maybe I can have some green grass instead of green and brown grass. All right, here we got Baller set to take out the ball. Rodriguez bringing the ball up the court. Oh, she crosses over 2 Lights Out first. She goes up to the hoop, but she misses it. Roberts with the rebound. She gets it off to number 10. When she gets it off to number 2 on the left side of the wing, she airballs it. But she airballs it so good, the Lights Out didn't know what to do. It just hit them. So now the 11 Ballers will take the ball. Well, floor to take the ball back out. Up under the baseline. She throws it to the top of the key to number two. She misses out. This is good off to number 10. And that lights out. Going to be playing the zone. It's going to be rotating pretty good. Oh, we got a double dribble. Double dribble by number 3, Rodriguez of the ball. And bringing the ball up the court, we got Gabby Fields. Gabby Fields has been having a superb game so far. This is the Cap Rock June Jammy Jam. That's the name of the tournament. This is game one for Ludwig Lights Out. Gabby Fields gets the pass deflected. Gabriel with the pass, and she gets it back to Gabby. Then she gets it back to Gabriel. Well, she pitches it to Zintek, in which it eventually goes out of bounds. Gabby Fields inbounding the ball up under the baseline. Well, she passes it to Zintek right over the head. Stolen by the ball. It's bringing the ball down the court. Woo! Bring the ball down the court. Rangers won. Gabriel Williams just grabbed the ball and just with the words, a jump ball. So now the jump ball goes to Ludwig Lights Out. Bringing the ball up the court for Lights Out, it's Gabby Fields. We have a timeout called by Lights Out.
Hey, we're going to go gap stay. Hey, listen, gap stay, and we can run the short corner work as well, okay? Let's go short corner, get the ball there. She's going to have to step out and do it quickly.
Hey, Coach Bobby Williams talking to his team.
The team is actually up 38-19 with 9 minutes and 47 seconds to go here at Premier Sports Complex. I am your host, Peter Richardson, a.k.a. Petey Pete. You can follow me on my Snapchat, PetyPete05, if you have not already. Court, we have the girls, and on the other court, the guys that just finished up over here. So let me give a shout-out to all the parents that got their kids in youth sports, man, and I actually – you know, to actually care, you know. But not actually, you know, down their throat, but just let them, you know, get some constructive criticism. That's what coaching is all about. All right, there goes Gabby Fields with the three, right off the front of the rim. Marino knocks the ball out of bounds, trying to get a rebound. Trying to get the rebound. Bringing the ball up the court. Was Mankin, number 10. This is my first time seeing that name because my ponytail's been over the whole time. Oh, there was Roberts with the air ball for the Ballers. Rebounded by Marino. She gives it to Fields. Well, she gives it to Williams. And she brings the ball down the court. Oh, she misses the layup. But I see what she was trying to do. We got the ball set to inbound the ball again. 9 minutes and 8 seconds to go. The score is 38-19. Rodriguez bringing the ball up the court. She gets it off. Maybe it's right back to it. Now she hits the three. Oh, right off the front of the rim. Busby with the rebound. She dishes it off to Williams. Well, she dishes it off to Gabby where she's fouled. That's 5 for Rodriguez. Rodriguez, she has fouled down. You only get 5 fouls here. She's gone. Gabby Fields is about to take the ball out, put the lights out, right up under the baseline. She gives it to Gabriel. Well, she shoots up for the J. Knocks it down, the 18th footer, making the score 40-19. Bringing the ball was Mankin, number 10. She dishes, oh, stolen. Somebody called the police. Oh, well, they threw the ball. They stole it, but they threw the ball right away. Acevedo bringing the ball up the court for the baller. She dishes off to Mankin. Well, she dishes off to 15. Well, she's fouled by Marino.
Hey, well.
Hey.
Merry Christmas.
Now, that's my jam, though. Have y'all heard that Childish Gambino?
There's nobody.
Hey. Ball is inbound the ball. There go Robert. She's bringing it over to the left side of the key. She gives it to Alvaro. She's at the top of the key.
Oh, there she is with the dime. Oh, Zinchek with the Zinchek with the passy flex. Then Zinchek with the five. She said, "My favorite." Oh yeah,
baby, deep there's nobody.
Hey, you know when people don't know the song, they just say one word. Here we go, Mendoza with the free throw. She knocked down the first one. That's her first free throw for the day. 8 minutes and 1 second ago. The score is 20-40. Coach Bobby Williams doing a great job with the flight top team. There was an air ball at a free throw. What was that? Oh, I remember that. I used to always do that in seventh grade. They threw the ball to each other while they was both out of bounds, and then one tried to come in bounds. You can't do that. So ballers will take over. 15 goes up with a shot up under the up in the baseline where she's fouled by Marino.
Ooh, my favorite.
Team Mendoza with a free throw. She knocked that one down. Her second free throw that she's made all day. She just, before this one, she airballed it. She almost airballed that one, too. That one hit right in front of the rim. Here goes Debbie Williams. She brings the ball up and gives it to Zintek. Oh, she gets the stuff back. But right now, puts out Giddy. Wow. She will go to the line and shoot deuces. I mean, she'll go to the line and shoot two.
All the way.
Zinchek with the first free throw. She misses it.
M-I-S-S-I-T. Miss it.
That's what they used to cheerleaders used to do back in the day. But we don't want her to miss it. I'm actually broadcasting for them. But we want her to make it. There she is with the second free throw. She misses that one, too. Man can ring the ball down. Ball knocked out by Busby, a lights out. Lovely ballers will take over. Checking the ball out on the right side of the court here. She gives it to 15 Mendoza. Oh, there's 21 with the rock. She gives it back off to Mendoza. Oh, get that out of there. There. Bring the ball up the court. With Gabby Fields. Well, she gets. She's bringing the ball back up to the top of the key. She gives it to Debra Williams. Well, she gives it off to Zintek. Now she gives it back to Debra for the right side of the three-pointer. Well, that's off mark. Gabby Fields is inbounding the ball for the lights out up under the baseline. She's looking to pass it off. She found somebody. Miss Busby here. She's right to the top of the key. Well, she, oh, Robert intercepts the pass. Bringing the ball up the court is Manton, number 10 for the Ballers. Lights out is playing lights out defense. We got the Johnson sisters coming back in for lights out and Lindsay Torrell coming off. We got Busby, Marino, Zintek. Great job by them ladies. We got 7 minutes to go here in the second half. Oh, she loses a feet for Lubbock Ballers. Oh, picked up by Lubbock Lights Out. One of the Johnson sisters pick it up. Now goes Lindsay Herrera. Oh, there goes Tia Johnson. What the front end? She say, tell it. Yeah. She sure did. Bringing the ball up the court. No, it's 23 for Lubbock Ballers. She gives it to Robert. She just was off to Manson, number 10. Oh, stolen. Stolen by Tia Johnson. She gives it to David Williams. Well, she's going up for the layup. Oh, she misses it. There goes, oh, there we go, Gabby Fields with the putback. Oh, she misses it on the back of the rim. Brushing it up the corner for the ball is this Manson. Well, she passes off to number 11. I ain't seen her shoot all day. I think I see why. So I was just playing. Good hustle, good hustle, good hustle.
All right, here we go. David Williams with the – oh, that was a walk. Yeah. Yeah, she has springs on the bottom of her feet that time. David Williams with the travel. Inbounding it for Nankin for the ball, is bringing the ball up the court. She's taking the time. We got five minutes and 50 seconds to go. We got a timeout. Love it, Ballers. Lights out. Got a timeout. We got 5 minutes to go here. The game seems to be here on live. The score is 21-42. Right now I'm going to go ahead and get off of the air, and I'm going to go ahead and get video footage so I can have something to share with these girls. So if you're tuning in, thank you for tuning in. It's been really my pleasure tuning in to SOAR Radio. You can follow me on my Snapchat, Pity Pete, or you can go to my Facebook, Pity Pete TV. That's Pity Pete TV. Or you can also like my SOAR page, which is Saving Our Athletes Respectfully, on Facebook. And you go to my website, pitypete.online, if you're not listening there already. I want to say thank you for listening. Now it's time for me to get some video footage of these girls. It's 5 minutes and 54 seconds ago. The score is 21-42. Shout out to all everybody. Shout out to the referees. Shout out to all the coaches. Shout out to all the – and most importantly, shout out to you for listening. Yo, that's the word on the street. I'm so used to saying that's the word on the street. But, yo, thank you for tuning in. I'm your man, Peter Richardson, a.k.a. PDP.